Welcome to this bonus episode of the Worship Drummer Podcast. This is John Manna, your host. You are a part of a global group of Christian drummers who are continually striving to put the heart before beat. Why? Because we believe that worship is about the work of your hands and heart. Follow along online at worshipdrummer.com, or you can always hit me up on Instagram at worshipdrummer. Thanks for listening and enjoy this bonus episode. Well, what is up, Worship Drummer family? I hope that you are doing well. It is almost the end of September. Fall here in North America is right around the corner, and I couldn't be more excited. It's one of my favorite seasons, but also I'm excited for this bonus episode because I'm going to share some juicy details about our new platform that I announced about a week and a half ago called worshipdrummer.pro. In case you are newer to the family, let me just briefly, quickly tell you what we're all about here at Worship Drummer. We're simply a digital resource that equips, encourages, and inspires local church drummers globally. And we literally do have a global footprint. We have friends all the way in Australia, spanning all the way to Brazil. And then, of course, the biggest audience we have is in America. Maybe that's not obvious, but I'm just letting it be known that US, we love you. You're my neighbor because I'm just north of you here in Toronto, Ontario. And we've done a great job, I think, encouraging and inspiring you up until now. And how do we inspire you? Well, we have our Instagram channel is probably the main one, I'd say. There's also the blog, worshipdrummer.com. And then there's also the podcast where I'm able to interview other drummers. And I hope that you can find encouragement that way. Also, I've put a lot of effort lately into YouTube and trying to just reach out to the family and feature you guys on our YouTube channel. And I think it's been really fun so far, and I hope that we can continue doing that. So that's inspiring and encouraging. But what about equipping? And I have no shame admitting that I have not really done a good job so far in what we are offering in terms of equipping you guys to do what you do as worship drummers. So that's what the whole idea behind worshipdrummer.pro is. It's a platform that we are going to use to equip you like never before. And I'm so excited to allow you a look into that world in this bonus episode. To start off, if you head to our Instagram feed at worshipdrummer, we're at Worship Drummer on Instagram, and you scroll through all the posts, you'll find literally a Roland SPD-SX in almost 80% of the pics that we post, if not more than 80%. And there is perhaps this cool factor to having one set up at your kit. And I've seen a few of you, even Tigus in your post, saying something like, "Hey, just got my new SPD-SX. What do I need to do now? Or how do I add sounds? Or where do I go to find sounds?" And there is this whole mystery behind how do we effectively use an SPD-SX for worship. And if you already have one, chances are you've found some YouTube videos and you've been able to dabble into that and figure out how to do it, and you navigate the path. But I'm sure it wasn't straightforward and easy either. And if we can move beyond the cool factor thing, I do want to say that the SPD-SX is a beast when it comes to worship drumming and how it can help you. And when I say beast, though, it can also go the other way, where you just view it as this daunting piece of technology that you're afraid to touch because, you know, it looks like, how do I use it? How do I hook it up to a computer? And all that stuff kind of scares you. And but don't worry, because I'm happy to announce that we have developed an online course that is going to help you so much. And to help me build a case for it, I want to share with you three different sound bites from interviews I've already done that are already on the podcast, and you could go back and listen to the full thing. But I just want to share with you three sound bites. The first one is coming from Joshua Freddy. And he's the drummer for Vertical Church Band. And in this soundbite, You're going to hear him talk about how he finds his samples and the reason why he decided to use some drum samples for their latest recording, which was entitled Frontiers. And so here is Joshua Freddie talking about that.
I didn't use like any triggers on my drums. I just used a sample pad. I used a Roland SPD-SX. And what I did this time was I had my pad sitting to the left. And then I had like two extensions. They're called triggers in there.
Yeah.
I ran two PD8s. They're the round Roland pads. I don't know if you've like seen those. I had one in my cymbal stand, and another one just like sticking right in front of my kick drum. And I ran some like 808 kicks and then the reverse snare. And then I played the Rototoms from that pad, SPD-SX, on
nice.
The song Let Everything. I love those toms. They just sound so electronic and so cool. So,
do you actually have a picture that you could send me that I'll post in the show notes of that setup?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, for sure.
Because
yeah,
I think that would help us visualize that layout.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, that's all. And then I used like a bunch... I used a bunch of samples from the pad, and then you can make fun of me for it. I went to Google and I was like, I want to get some free samples. And I found 50 Cent, the rapper, his samples for free.
Wow.
So I was like, well, if he's not making Christian music, man, I'm going to use his samples for worship music. So I got some of those. Then obviously I got some That Sound samples too. So
Sure. But,
yeah.
So where else, now that we're on sounds and things like that and downloading?
Yeah, right.
what are some good websites that you frequent for that kind of stuff? Or where do you get your ideas from in terms of sounds?
Yeah, I to be honest, for like samples, I've been using a lot of That Sound samples. I love what those guys are doing. Like they're not just like hitting like the acoustic side of sounds, but also like the electronic side, you know. So I have their the cinematic pop sample package, and a bunch of their other stuff. And then, to be honest, like besides that, and like I just find a bunch of free samples on the internet. Like I don't have a website where I'm like always getting something. Like I said, like I'll just go to Google and be like, hey, free 808 patches or whatever, you know, and I'll find like 50 cents or like T-Pain's or whatever, and I'm like, well, all right, download it.
Nice. I love it.
And they actually sound pretty good. Like, you know, like those kind of samples don't actually like don't have the highest quality, but you can always take it to Ableton, kind of like mess around with it a little bit, you know. So I've done that a couple times, and to be honest, like the reason why I brought in a bunch of like samples in the last album was like I feel like our music, even like the Christian music, is like turning into a lot of like produced sounds. Like I feel like now if you listen to like the top hits on like the pop genre, it's all sampled drums.
Yeah.
It's probably like some guy like in a garage, like with the MIDI controller playing, you know. And I'm like, dude, like 20 years from now, we probably won't have a job if you know some guy's doing that. And the things that make it sound really good too. So my idea was like, I want to make it happen through a real drum kit. Like I want to be the guy who's actually playing it instead of like sitting there on a MIDI keyboard.
Yeah.
So that's how I like kind of incorporated my SPD-SX into my Cusick drum kit.
So you can see that Joshua Freddie used the SPD-SX to play those drum samples, and in his opinion, this is here to stay, and this is the way that worship is done nowadays. I have another soundbite I want to share with you from Hillsong Young and Free's Brendan Tan, and in it we talk about drum samples and how he gets them and creates them.
Drum samples, obviously, when you buy the SPD-SX, it comes with a lot of samples, so I use some of those. As well as that, we make our own as well, and I feel like it's not too hard. A lot of us use Logic, so just dragging in, like getting like an 808 sample pack or whatever sample pack that you like, dragging in and then just mucking around with it. I feel like that was pretty fun for us, and it still is, like just creating sounds, how you can get a dry clap, just put heaps of verb on it, distort it, all that kind of stuff. Get a dry click, verb on it, distort it, Yeah, just making them. And obviously our producers, my brother Fatkin and Cam, have helped me as well, giving me some of their gems that they found.
And so even Brendan talks about how he uses the Roland SPD-SX to play his drum samples. And then he said something really cool, the fact that he's even creating some of his own samples using Logic. And I know that you must have a ton of questions about that part, but it's really cool when you're able to explore and get to that level with your sound and how you can customize it, really. So really cool. And the third soundbite I want to share with you is one from Carrie Underwood's drummer, Garrett Goodwin. And in case you were wondering, yes, he is a Christian. He grew up in Brownsville at the Brownsville Revival, where Lindell Cooley was the worship leader. And when Lindell moved to Nashville to start a church there, that's when Garrett made his way to Nashville as well. And so he's played with him still over there in Nashville. So really cool. And here's the soundbite from Garrett Goodwin.
How much of a role does like technology come into play for you when you're doing your thing with Carrie?
Yeah, it's, you know, with the worship stuff and worship music, it's everything is really going that way strong. And yeah. I think it's awesome, man. Just in the last couple of years, I've been trying to dig into that stuff as well. So this last tour that I was on, I only had one. I had an SPD-SX. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tried to... There's a good amount of loop stuff on her music, and so I tried to play as much of that as I possibly could on the SPD, and then when I would transition into the song or to the full kit, I would the loop would take over. But you know, say an intro had that loop part, I would play it on the SPD, and then I would transition to the kit. So it was I used it a good amount, man. I'd say about on this last tour, it was about, you know, 50% probably of the night I would use it, you know, nice. 50% of the song. So it's such a cool thing. And it's a whole new world, man. And it's a lot of guys don't like it, but I go, you gotta move with it. You gotta move with where things are going and grow with it and familiarize yourself with it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Like Garrett put it, it's a whole new world and we need to familiarize ourselves with this kind of technology, which is why, like I said, Worship Drummer Pro, this new platform is going to equip you like never before. And there are four specific ways, at least in its very beginning, that this platform will equip you. And I want to share those with you now. The first way, like I already said, is an online course. And I'm going to tell you right now, the title of the course is simply this: Mastering Modern Worship Drumming. And it'll focus on how to use Ableton and the Roland SPD-SX for MIDI control, external triggering, and sample creation. We're going to dive in depth into those three different areas, and we're going to show you exactly how you can master these things using Ableton and using the SPD-SX. No longer do you have to spend hours searching YouTube videos only to find out after watching 20 minutes of one that it didn't even answer the question you had. So what I set out to do in working with my friend Dan is to create a course where you can find all your answers in one place, and it'll walk you through the steps, and by the end of it, it'll actually teach you how to master modern worship drumming. So I'm so excited for that. Our goal in filming the course wasn't to see how long we can make it. Man, let's pump out 40 hours of video content. Or it wasn't even about how many videos we would pump out. We simply wanted to take the least amount of time to teach you the most important things. So we're not looking to, you know, have you sitting in front of a computer watching an online course for, you know, 17 hours. We want to take only the amount of time that's necessary to teach you what you need to know. Towards the end of October, we will launch with 4 free videos that will teach you all that you need to know specifically about the Roland SPD-SX. And so it'll give you like a hands-on overview of how you use it. And then the online course, like I said, is called Mastering Modern Worship Drumming. That one will launch on November the 6th. And so I'm super excited to be able to firstly announce the date, but to also put this content in front of you. And so that's number one, the online course. The second way we're going to equip you like never before, and I hope you're ready for this, is a massive gear giveaway for the first 300 students. And here's what we're giving away. Ableton Live 9 Standard Edition, which sells for $449 US. Also, we're going to give away, get ready for it, the Roland SPD-SX. That's right, the Roland SPD-SX. And then also 2 Roland drum triggers, one for your snare and one that goes on your kick. And basically what the idea or the intent was with this massive giveaway, yes, it's expensive, but that's number one. Number two is that I wanted to give you everything that you would need to actually take the course. So you might be like, well, I'm really interested, but I don't have Ableton and I'm not going to pay $449. That's okay. You might win. So you just pay for the course. You get, number one, what you pay for, the course. Number two, if you're one of the first 300, you get the opportunity. The odds are great to win this massive gear giveaway. But thirdly, and this is something that's near and dear to my heart, something I'm so stoked to do, is we are going to give back to and literally equip the local church. That's part of why we exist, is to bless the local church. And so we're going to be donating a full drum kit complete with heartbeat cymbals to a Canadian church plant. And honestly, if nothing else, like, donate the money for the course just so we can give a drum set away with cymbals. I think it's so, so worth it. But we're going to have so much fun doing this as well. So that's number three, is we're going to give back and we're going to give away, not just to you who buy the course that you could win that prize pack, but an actual drum set and a whole cymbal pack to outfit a brand new church plant here in Canada with a drum set. And I think that's really putting the heart before the beat. And then number four, again, we want to equip you like never before, is to offer affordable, high-quality drum gear. And I'm working currently with a drum company to develop, at least for our first project, a snare that you can afford without compromising on the quality. Can't say too much more about it, but simply put, is we want to equip you like never before. I think with everything, I can keep talking your head off with details and information. But for now, I just wanted to leave you with those four things. I'm going to again recap them. Number one way we're going to equip you like never before, the online course, Mastering Modern Worship Drumming, where we'll teach you how to use Ableton and the Roland SPD-SX for MIDI control, external triggering, and sample creation. And then number two, the massive gear giveaway. Number three, giving back, where we donate a complete drum kit and cymbals to a Canadian church plant. And number four, to equip you like never before, is to offer affordable, high-quality drum gear. So as you can tell, I could barely speak fast enough. I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'm so excited. But just wanted to share this information with you. Stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking more about what it is that we're going to be doing. I might really one more bonus podcast episode where I'll specifically talk more in depth about the online course, and I'll talk to you about the different sections and what we're going to cover in the coming weeks. But just know that it's going to be so good. Maybe you missed it because I just glossed over it. But again, towards the end of October, we will launch with 4 free videos that will teach you all that you need to know about the Roland SPD-SX. I'm super excited to share those videos with you for free. But the course, just in case you're wondering, there will be a price for the online course that we will offer. But we will give you first four free videos to just walk you through using the Roland SPD-SX. And so thank you guys so much for waiting this long for us to be able to announce what worshipdrummer.pro is actually all about. And we're just scratching the surface. There are plenty of more projects and ideas in the pipeline, but I'm so stoked for where we're already at launch. So head to worshipdrummer.pro. One simple call to action. Head to worshipdrummer.pro and sign up for the launch list, and you're going to be in the know. You won't miss a beat on anything, I promise. So thanks so much, guys. This is John Manna for the Worship Drummer Podcast, and always remember to put the heart before beat.